philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
Another week goes by. I feel like at the moment this podcast is really just about documenting myself as I journey through the biggest shit I've ever had to deal with. That's okay. It's usually on lessons on creativity, and there's more value than me just, sharing the logistics of what's happening in my life and how I'm feeling about it. Well, maybe that's what it's always been. I mean, this podcast has been around for over 6 years and it has documented some pretty huge shit and big moments, but none bigger than this. And so an update, because I know there's a lot of people listening at the moment who have never listened to Carlosophies before, friends and family, people who are concerned for me and for Miko. And yeah, and so it's become like a way to update because I'm not on socials at the moment. I'll talk a little bit about that today. Where we're at. So, okay, Friday we have an angiogram at the hospital on the Gold Coast, and it's been quite stressful. It's been a stressful wait for this appointment since we found out. So that's 2 months ago, I guess. And now we're finally about to have the scan, which is a big relief, though we don't really know what's next after that. Like, it could be another 2 months before surgery. We just don't know anything. But at least this will give us some, connection and a better understanding as to what does lie ahead. At the moment, well, the last, 6 to 8 weeks, we've just been in a state of limbo, absolute limbo, not knowing that my husband has this terminal heart disease, and if it doesn't get treated soon, he could die. He's a ticking time bomb, could go off at any moment. Living with that during a pandemic is incredibly difficult. And then, as we get closer and closer, Delta is starting to take a grip and it's hit southeast Queensland, and now they're in lockdown and we're just south of the border, and I've been really concerned about the impact of that. I'm kind of grateful it's not in reverse, that we have had it here in Byron, because if it was, then we'd be unlikely to be able to travel over the border. But because it's Queensland, New South Wales generally doesn't shut the border, we're okay to travel up there into a hotspot. But it's added a whole bunch of other stress, because we don't really know. This doesn't come out in the general announcements. If you're from a border town on the New South Wales side of the border and you have to travel across to Queensland, it doesn't drill down into that, because the circumstances are quite rare, And this lockdown in Queensland is the harshest one they've had yet. So it's had me on edge. And then this morning, I was kind of getting in a place mentally where I was about to take on some work. There's this project that I've been working on for a while that feels like it's all over the place and I need to kind of bring it in. And so I sat down to work on it, and Miko calls and he's just received a text from the hospital cancelling his angiogram for Friday and rescheduling it to September. And he is obviously stressed, and for a chill dude, he's very chill. I think that's why his heart had lasted so long. Considering the state of it, he was stressed, and I just was beside myself. because it just meant like there was an end in sight, and then all of a sudden it's just taken away, you know. And it's like, that's how I've felt the last the last 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, has been feeling like that. Like the rug that's underneath me is very light and can be pulled away at any moment. And you know, that's true for all of us, but when you're dealing with a chronic medical condition that requires life-saving surgery during a pandemic, it just adds another layer. Like, you can't avoid it when it's in your face like this. You can, and I certainly go through moments where life feels normal to a certain extent, and then boom, you know, triggered. I think I was talking about this last week. It's just, I feel like I'm walking with my skin on inside out, and the smallest things just trigger a complete and utter meltdown. And so hearing this from Mikko this morning, just, you know, I was actually going to record this episode about how good the social media hiatus has been, and I'll talk a little bit about it. But then when this happened, it just threw my entire world into a spin, and I was hysterical, absolutely hysterical. And you know, not knowing what now, like what now, what can we do? Because, you know, like Mikko would have had to ring his doctor, reschedule to see his doctor, get his doctor to speak to the cardiologist, get the cardiologist to speak to, you know, like, and it's just, you know, this is the impact, I mean, of, you know, we wonder. I know a lot of people say, I hear it all the time, number one, COVID is like an old people's disease. So, you know, like, why are we all locking down? And we've seen this Delta. That is not the case. It's a very good spread of people in ICU across all ages. This thing isn't discriminating. Doesn't matter how fucking great your immune system is, or your age, you know, like, it can bring you down. And it fills up hospitals. And that means less beds for people like Mikko, who have, through no fault of their own, a birth defect, are waiting on a life-saving surgery that then has the potential to be postponed or cancelled at any minute due to this COVID situation. So it's all just a big old clusterfuck, really. So Mikko rang, we talked, I cried. I was just like, I can't handle this. I can't do it anymore. Like, it's just so hard. Of course, I can do it, but, you know, like, it's just, it's really hard, really hard. Whew. And so I just basically had to cancel all my work again because I just am not in the headspace. And then Mikko calls back, and the hospital have called him, and it was a glitch. It was a glitch. So they sent out text messages they were meant to say, because Queensland has been declared a hotspot and will be in lockdown during your procedure, you have the option of rescheduling. That was what it was supposed to say, but it didn't. It cancelled his appointment and rescheduled it until mid-September. So, he still has his appointment on Friday. And we still don't know what's ahead, but it just feels closer now. And we can still go up. We don't really know what the impact is when we come back. I don't think we have to isolate for 14 days because we won't be going anywhere else. We'll basically be driving in the car to the hospital, going to the appointment with the specialist, getting in the car and driving home. I won't be able to go in with him, so I'll just be sitting in my car all day. But he can't drive after the angiogram, so I have to go with him. So I tell you, it's been just a fucking roller coaster. This whole thing has been a real roller coaster and very hard on my nervous system. Very. hard on my nervous system, which is why I just had to, you know, get rid of the socials. I just didn't need the noise. It felt like every time I would open up Facebook or Instagram, I was just in a vortex of hatred. And it was, you know, and I was beginning to, yeah, just lose respect for people. And and now I feel like, besides this little hiccup this morning, which has highlighted how fragile I am, when I felt actually pretty good the last week, I've felt, you know, pretty good considering, because I felt like there was this light at the end of the tunnel with this CT scan and angiogram. It felt like, oh, okay, we're getting somewhere, we're closer, we've been waiting all this time, and now we're almost there. And then, boom, to have it pulled out, even just, you know, like for 5 minutes, is just enough to break me at the moment. So yeah, and you know what, the social media thing, I feel so good for it, and God, I fucking recommend everyone do it if you are as addicted to social media as I was. Like, my screen time was down 57% or something, so that's a lot. And it's felt really good to, you know, not be there. It's felt weird too, right? Because there's been times like this morning where my nature is to share. Like, I'm a very caring, you know, sharing is caring. I just am an expresser, and so I've missed that. But I just feel like it wasn't healthy. It wasn't a healthy place for me to be. And though I, you know, could say, well, you could just go in and post and then not go back in, that's like, it doesn't really work that way for me. I get sucked in. And plus, like, a couple of times I've opened it just to, you know, check my messages on Instagram, or like just nick into Facebook for something specific, and you know, and I can feel myself, I can feel the vortex pulling me, and so I'm just like, shut it down. It's felt freeing, but it's also really allowing me to see, like, how the algorithm plays, how it's playing us against each other, you know, and how, you know, it loves a bit of misinformation, the old Facebook. It loves clickbaity titles and opinionated people, and so that's what we're seeing the voices of really what is the minority, I'm realizing, being out in the real world and not on socials. What I'm seeing is there is a silent majority out there, and they're people who are doing the right thing and willing to sacrifice their freedom for people like my husband's lives. And I'm so fucking grateful for that. But I am, yeah, but the vast majority are silent because they are afraid of the retribution, because they're seeing the vocal few and are concerned about, you know, like, copping flack. I mean, yeah, that's why I've gotten off, to be honest. I just didn't have the energy to put into entering conversations which I knew were really just, you know, like, yeah, really just not gonna have any kind of good outcome, you know? And I just don't have the space for that. I think I said that last week. I don't have the room for conversation at the moment. So, yeah. But I just want to remind people, if you are thinking the world's fucking, you know, like, full of dickheads and selfish pricks, then, like, I think we're wrong. I think that's not true. I went to get my Pfizer jab last week, had it on Wednesday, and it was like a party. It was like good vibes all round. Really cool people, you know, just, I don't know, it felt really good. And the nurse and the doctor were just so lovely, and I felt a relief that I wasn't expecting to feel. You know, I think there was like, of course, vaccine hesitancy is huge right now, and I get it because I've experienced it. My circumstances mean that it's a lot clearer to me because of what's at stake here. It's really in my face what's at stake here. So the decision for me was very clear. And the mind, somebody asked me, what does spleen say about that? Like, you know, in human design terms, I'm splenic. And the spleen, you know, speaks once. It's not necessarily very loud. It's a knowing. And spleen really had no, you know, it wasn't like saying no for this. My head, on the other hand, was thinking, definitely overthinking about it. But when I got there, yeah, it just felt like the right thing. And, you know, I had a sore arm for the first day or two. And that's about it. I'm due to go back for my next one in a couple of weeks. And I'm just really, you know, I feel like that has also given me hope. This vaccine isn't something out to kill us or control us. There's something here to give us back our fucking freedom, to allow us to hug each other again and fucking, you know, I don't know, dance and sing and, yeah, be with each other. So it feels good. I feel good about that. I actually feel good about it. And, you know, and that was one thing, like, I kind of thought, oh, maybe I could get back on socials and just share, you know, but it's like, no, I don't need it. I'm actually really grateful for the people who have reached out to me. You know, I've received emails from people just checking in, text messages. Denise Duffield Thomas, she sent me a big bunch of flowers. You know, I've connected with old friends that I haven't spoken to for a while, and it's been really nice. And yeah, and I think, like, so for the social thing, I thought I needed it. And I think I was there because I enjoy, for the most part, I enjoy it. But as it got harder and harder to be there, I think maybe the fear of, I don't know, like, for me right now, I'm just like, I think I'm grateful for my human design journey, because I know now that opportunities won't go past me. You know, I've done enough work, I've been visible enough over the last fucking decade, that I trust that people will remember me. And I don't need to be in their face 24/7. For them to know I'm for them. And you know, right now I just really need a break. I need space. I've been doing punch needling, which I've loved, and I think that's another thing that I've missed, is like sharing that stuff. You know, like social media, is particularly Instagram stories, would be a place where I would share the creative stuff I've been doing. And I went and picked up my pottery that we glazed. I didn't get to share that on stories. And I've been doing this punch needling, which I've been loving. Haven't shared that. But it actually feels really good, because it's solidifying for me the things that I would do anyway. You know, like the things that I would do whether there's an audience there or not, which has actually been so nice. You know, not to be, I don't know, like, yeah, not questioning, am I doing this for, you know, for something other than the fact I want to be doing it. No, I'm doing it because I want to be doing it. So it just feels like, I don't know, it's just a reminder of the fact that I am in alignment even when my life is falling apart. Or it's not falling apart, but, you know, it feels very much on edge. So yeah, that's really an update. Just to recap, Friday, we have the angiogram and CT, and we should know more hopefully. I've got no expectations around that, but hopefully we'll know more about when the surgery will be. And I feel like that'll be a big relief. Got my second jab coming up in a couple of weeks, and that'll be another. Miko's now fully vaxxed, so that feels, I mean, if Miko, here's the thing, right? If Miko with his heart can have the Pfizer, then, you know, anyone can. So if you're on the fence, just like, I don't know, I don't want to convince anyone to have a vaccine they're not comfortable with, but I don't know, make your own mind up, but just know that, you know, there's plenty of people out there getting it, and for the most part, the worst, you know, we're dealing with is like some cold symptoms and a sore arm. And so, yeah, like, just to put your mind at ease, I'm jabbed. I so far haven't attracted much metal. and I'm good. I haven't mutated into any weird thing. I'm definitely, well, I don't think I'm under mind control. It's all good. So if you've been on the fence, just like think about getting off it. Because there is, I know, I just want our world back. And this is one of the ways that we can do it. Or the way, really, right now. It's the only way I can see. And thirdly, social media. If you're feeling like a detox, if you're just showing up there to show up because you're afraid that if you don't, you know, like people will forget you, I would recommend that is the perfect time for a break. See if the, you know, like you don't have to be showing up all the time. It's okay to look after you. It's okay to take a break and just check in to see, is this what I really want to be doing? And also, yeah, just that reminder that most people are inherently good. And social media has a lot to answer for. I know a lot of people go on about fucking mainstream media. Well, Facebook, it doesn't get much more mainstream than that. And the thing about that media is that there's no one keeping them accountable, you know, unlike journalists who have to abide by a code of conduct and a code of ethics. And they are trained. And yes, they have their own agendas and they push their own shit too. I see it every time I watch that fucking Gladys on a news, you know, on a fucking press conference. You see them pushing their agendas. I get it. Like, who do you trust? I don't know who you trust, but I do know it's not some random fucking, you know, like wellness influencer. In this particular case, it is a case where it's like, I'm going to trust the science here. So if you're feeling like you're losing faith in humanity, get off social media. Honestly, you'll thank me for it. Because yeah, the algorithm is at play and it is highlighting those who have a more controversial viewpoint right now, because it's what, you know, their job is to sell advertising space. And in order to do that, they require engagement and that like button or that comment button. It dictates what we're shown. And all of that really controversial shit is the shit that gets responses. So it's not actually reflective of what's happening outside of that time-sucking vortex that is social media. I want to just say here now too that I'm not a social media hater. I'm also not like a, you know, reformed smoker or alcoholic. You know, I'm not anti-socials. I think I'll be back there, but just not until I feel emotionally capable. And right now I don't feel emotionally capable or mentally capable of being in that space and being in conversation. So for me, it's, you know, I'm not a socials hater, but I am seeing how divisive it can be. So just something to be aware of. All right, so that's the update from this week. Hopefully next week I'll have some good news. And thanks for listening. Hello to all my friends and family who are now officially Carlosophies listeners. Been trying to get you here for 6 years. Where the fuck have you been? The other content is way more uplifting than this. Go back through the back catalogue and you know, see what's available. There's stuff that is definitely way more of value than this, I guess, but this is what I've always said that I would do. I would document my journey and the good, the bad, the ugly, and here we are in this time and space. So that's it from me. Until next week, peace out.
Carlos and Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.